For Liberal Party supporters, the past few days were supposed to mark the start of a comeback. After several disappointing weeks for Justin Trudeau and the federal government, the opportunity to reconnect with Canadians appeared within grasp. A couple of perceived gaffes from Conservative Party leader Pierre Poilievre, on Ukraine and border security, were supposed to let voters ponder what they have and what they could be getting after the next election. Research company and Glacier Media asked Canadians about federal politics over the weekend. It was a time of pointed criticism towards the official opposition leader in both traditional media and social media, with the now all too familiar war of community notes, trying to make sense of time zones and broadcasts. Not all voters, as we know too well, are active on social media platforms. In our survey, the Conservatives remain well ahead nationally with the support of 38% of decided voters across Canada. The Liberals have lost 7 points since September, and now sit at 24% nationally. The New Democratic Party, NDP, is now a close third with 21%, up 4 points, followed by the Bloc Québécois with 9%, up 1 point, the Green Party with 4%, up 1 point, and the People's Party with 2%, up 1 point. The days of Liberal popularity among women appear to have come to an end, with the Conservatives leading by 10 points, 35% to 25%. Among men, the official opposition has an even larger advantage, 41% to 23%. Since September, the Conservatives have solidified their frontrunner status in Ontario, 42%, up 2 points, and British Columbia, 45%, up 3 points. In Atlantic Canada, 47% of decided voters are ready to cast a ballot for the Tories. The Liberals are now only ahead in Quebec, 34%, with the Bloc at 29%. The approval rating for Trudeau fell 2 points to 39%, while Poilievre gained 6 points to reach 47%. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh is still at 48%, with the remaining party leaders posting significantly lower numbers. Elizabeth May of the Greens at 34%, up 2 points, Yves-François Blanquette of the Bloc at 21%, up 1 point, and Maxime Bernier of the People's Party at 19%, down 1 point. In September, we reported on a tie between Trudeau and Poilievre as the preferred prime minister for Canadians. With 4 weeks left in 2023, the Conservative leader now has a 9-point edge over the current head of government, 32% to 23%. There is a remarkable data nugget on this question. Only 53% of Liberal voters in 2021 selected Trudeau. This means that almost half of those who supported the governing party 2 years ago are looking elsewhere for leadership, 15% to Poilievre and 11% to Singh, or are not sure about where to go, 16%. The proportion of Canadians who are satisfied with what the Liberals and the NDP have accomplished since their March 2022 supply and confidence agreement fell a couple of points to 42%. The fall economic statement did little to help the Liberals on the financial front. Only 37% of Canadians, down 7 points, are comfortable with Trudeau being in charge of the national economy. On the same question, Poilievre gained 5 points to reach 47%. British Columbians are no strangers to seeing housing, homelessness and poverty as the most important provincial issue. It is clear that it has gained prominence at the national level as well, with almost 3 in 10 Canadians, 29%, up 4 points, placing it as their foremost concern, ahead of the economy and jobs, 21%, up 1 point, healthcare, 19%, down 5 points, the environment, 6%, down 4 points, and immigration, also 6%, up 3 points. The Liberal comeback has not started. Right now, Canadians are doubtful about the accomplishments of the current federal government buttressed by the New Democrats. In British Columbia, only 18% of decided voters would back the Liberal candidate in their constituency. This is just 5 points higher than the 13% the party received under Michael Ignatieff in 2011 in an election where the Liberals held on to just 2 seats in the province, Vancouver Centre and Vancouver Quadra. If an election were held tomorrow, Canadians aged 35 to 54 would be primarily responsible for a Conservative victory. This bloc of voters has lived for 8 years under a Trudeau government and has become increasingly bitter. Only 19% of them say the current prime minister is their preferred choice for the top job, down 5 points since September. In contrast, the proportion of Canadians aged 35 to 54 who express a desire for Poilievre to take over grew from 32% to 36%. Mario Canseco is president of Research Company. Results are based on an online survey conducted from November 25 to 27, 2023, among 1,000 adults in Canada. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 3.1 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.